T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Stump the Millennial. Today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts at Citizens Bank Park June 25th. Tickets on sale now, ticketmaster.com. You're going to be playing with John and Chalfont. John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. Thanks for calling.
What's up, John?
So Jack is our millennial. I'm going to ask him a question. He's going to decide what the answer is. He'll think about it. You decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. If you're right, you win. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right, John, hang on a second. Jack, Fritz, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. I need a win tonight by my baseball team.
Do you? Well, I can't guarantee that, but I wonder if you're going to get this correct here. Jack, what is a Rolodex? Can you properly describe what a Rolodex is?
I think
about it for a second. John is Chalfont. John, does he get it correct or do we stump the millennial?
No, he's got this correct. I think he's got this.
All right, and the reason I ask is I have a younger second cousin who is about Jack's age who has no idea what a Rolodex is.
Right.
So I figured, I wonder if Jack knows. Jack, do you know what a Rolodex is? Can you describe what a Rolodex is?
Not the watch, right? Just kidding.
Not a Rolodex.
The Rolodex, isn't that the thing that you keep all your phone numbers in? That, like, is it the, like, it's where you keep all the phone numbers saved and you put a card in it and then you keep it alphabetically put together, like A, B, C, D, by last name, and it has a name and number on that. Is that right or wrong?
Jack Fritz, I would say that
that's
you
close,
get credit for the answer. You win, John Chalfont.
How about that?
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
All right, John, hang on a second. Yeah, I was, because you hear the term Rolodex,
yeah.
But do younger people really know what a Rolodex is?
Well, he's not that young either.
No,
I do remember it growing up, but to be fair, the only reason I remember the term is because Ben, when he left this job, left me his Rolodex.
Left you his Rolodex.
Yeah.
And it was an actual Rolodex?
No, it was just a Google Doc, but he called it a
Rolodex.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was going to say, 25 and under may not know what a Rolodex is, but Jack's been around enough. Yeah, he's been around enough to know.
No, traditionally, though, it's like the card, right?
Yeah.
That you put in, and it's like, my parents had one growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some people put, like, recipes in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I know some people use a Rolodex of recipes, and they put it in alphabetical order. Yeah, I mean, that's before you had an iPhone and a contacts list. That's what you had. You had the Rolodex.
That was... You know, that wasn't the little black book.
The little black book.
Yeah, the little black book with your name, your address book in there, your phone numbers.
Because the little black book was also like men used it to be like, oh, let me get your number.
His phone number, yeah, that's what it was for.
Yeah, the little black book.
You carried a little black book at school. Sure you did, yeah. Sure did.
And how big was it, the little black book?
Smaller than his iPhone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, yeah. It feels like it would almost fit in that fifth pocket in your pants.
Well, it wasn't
jeans.
That damn
no.
small. Yeah, no.
A little bit bigger than
that's
that?
That's the coin pocket, man. Yeah, it's the coin pocket. Don't even add those anymore, do they? Do your pants? Do they add that little pocket there?
Let me check. Yeah, one right here.
Yeah, your little coin pocket. Yeah, that's
pocket. And the little black book would fit in this one because my hand can almost fit in this one. Mm-hmm. At least four fingers can. But anyway, congratulations, John from Chalfont.
Never mind.
I had a Def Leppard tape. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I was not a Motley Crue or Poison or Joan Jett fan, but I did have a tape of Def Leppard back in the day. So but I would like to see what this parking lot looks like as far as the tailgating.
Yeah.
And the fans that loved them in the 80s, what they look like today.
Yeah.
It'd be a sociology experiment. It'll be fantastic. Before we get back to the phones, just wanted to mention this. Obviously, we were on the air yesterday when the elementary school shooting happened, and by the time I got home, I guess the number was 21, or by the time I went to bed last night, it was 21. And this morning, after the kids ate breakfast and they were already, you know, playing before we got to get moving for our day, my wife said to me, she said, do we say something to Gianna? Like, so Gianna's about to be finished with kindergarten. She'll be in first grade. My other daughter will be in kindergarten next year. And then I have a 10-month-old. But it was like, what do we say? And, like, I conversations with your kids, like, when it used to be, like, with Charles Barkley and, like, he didn't want to parent the kids. And it was like, I'm never worried about conversations with my kids and having these conversations. But, like, I was at a loss for words to my wife. I was like, yeah, I think we should talk with her. But, like, they have at our school, they have two things that they're supposed to do in case something like this happens. One is barricade and hide, and the other is barricade and then just run all over the place and throw things. So this is what they're taught as a kindergartner. And it's, you know, like, we have way too many people in this country that have to live with gun violence and just going out on their porch every day that they have to deal with, in addition to the school stuff. But it's like, I literally didn't know what to say to my, it's horrible. And this one really hurt, like they all do, but this one really hurt. And this is just awful. And I'm just looking, I was looking at some of the, a lot of people, press conferences and things like that. So.
Yeah. And obviously, you don't have to have children to feel the pain, that took place down there or sympathize with that. But I'm sure with you having little ones, it resonates more. That's why it resonates, because now you can envision your own kids. I dealt with this with Sandy Hook.
Man.
You know, so I dealt with that then. So my kids are teenagers now, and you still had to have the conversation with them. Not even just about school, although my daughter is still in school. Just being out anywhere, you know, the thing that happened at the grocery store up in Buffalo.
There's been a lot of mass shootings.
Yes, it's just what it is. So, yeah, you know, one is too many. So, you know, got to have those conversations, though, man. You do. You just do. And, you know, it's, I don't know how you have those conversations with kids at that age. You know, parents are free to do what they feel is necessary to do. I would say I wouldn't put that type of trauma in their brain and have them, because they can't necessarily process everything. So now you may have put a fear in their head that they're worried about it all the time.
No, they don't understand. They don't understand.
I don't know if that's what you would do as far as how much of the information you give them. I think it's great that in school that teachers are, I don't understand the whole run around throwing things sort of thing, but they certainly need to have plans in place that if something like this were to happen, that they, it's just like if a fire happens in the school and you have to go through the fire drill and things of that nature that you practice to do. It's a shame that that's what they have to do in schools today to prepare in case something like this happens, but it's necessary. It just is.
Yes, it is.
And as we as parents have to give them the ability and support to do that, because when we drop our kids off, we're dropping them off with the idea that they are being dropped off in a safe place and that they're going to be okay. But we also aren't naive to know that these things are happening with more frequency than they have in the past. And so that fear is still there. You know, that fear is there. And like I said, my daughter's in high school, and so I feared even more with that, because that was a high school student that did that in the elementary. So that could have easily been a high school that he went into.
As it has been.
And did that. So, you know, it's tragic, and it's sad. And it's the reason why when I stayed off social media as much as I could yesterday, because I know it was flooded with that yesterday evening. And I know it's a lot of emotion and passion that everybody wants something done, and then you have people on one side feeling like something is being taken away from them, their rights and freedom, yada, yada, all of that. And meanwhile, you got bodies that will never breathe again, and you got people arguing over certain things that, and you forget about what had just happened. So I didn't want to get caught up in social media and the back and forth arguing and everybody has to make a statement. I needed a break from that. My heart was hurting from that. Yeah. So, you know,
agreed.
It's not easy, but these are tragedies that are happening around our country. And every time it happens, you know, like Steve Kerr said last night, you can't allow yourself to get numb to it. And you really do have to fight that. You really do have to fight that. And to me, it's no different than having to fight the numbness of, you know, innocent lives being taken on a regular basis in our streets here in Philadelphia. I watch the news, evening news every evening. I watch the news every morning, right?
You know, gun violence.
It's gun violence. Yeah. It's gun violence. You know what I mean? And it's horrific. It just is. And so we know that there's an issue there. We know that. We know that. And when are we going to do something about it, though, right? Like, that's
– Yeah.
That's and besides thoughts and prayers, like – I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, the thoughts and prayers isn't working. Obviously, thoughts and prayers. But, yeah, I was with you as far as the political issues to it or whatever, because I wasn't thinking about political issues
yesterday.
But
that's all people care about. No, that's all they want to do. I mean, the point of it is, right? I mean.
All these kids are dead. Like,
that's all people want to do. That's all people want to do is argue about what's right and wrong, this and that and the other, and taking my rights and this and that and the other. So.
Yeah, and someone had a collage of all the kids and I saw, and it just, it's devastating, man, and it just makes me want to cry.
But what I'm saying is that happens. If you watch the news enough, there are kids being killed
all the time
that go to parks and play.
Well, just
so don't have to happen to a school. They're just outside playing.
I know.
Kids getting killed
all the time in this city.
Yes,
on a regular basis.
Yes,
just sitting outside.
Yes,
on their
innocent by just want to play, and some rival gang or what have
gun
you
violence.
Is that is gun violence. It's. Man.
Happens all the time in every city in the country. All right, let's get one in here, then we'll do the text line. Kay in Cherry Hill. Kay, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. Great show.
You got it, Kay.
Hey, just to quickly piggyback off the incident yesterday, I really didn't want to touch on that, but I got a teenager myself, and I just tell him, man, you know, be a protector, you know, of women, and be, you know, be a good kid, be nice to people, mm-hmm. because, you know, always stick up. Because, you know, I tell them if that situation happens in your school, you don't want to be the kid that they're looking for. You know what I mean? So be the good kid, be the good classmate, be the good teammate. But on a lighter note, Girardi, mm-hmm. I think that we got to kind of remember, and Jalen Hurts too. We got to remember Carson Wentz when we think of Jalen Hurts. People were wrong about Wentz. We rolled out the red carpet. You know, he had some good times. We gave him everything, and he flaked. And then you look at Gabe Kapler. When you're thinking about Girardi, you got to remember Gabe Kapler, man. Sometimes we don't know it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that the build-up frustration with Girardi comes from the past couple years. But realistically, I mean, you can – if you want to judge them based on this year, that's fair. The rosters were absolutely putrid until now. So I don't think that it's fair to judge him on the past years leading up to now. But I think what we have now is a nucleus of bats, which, you know, these guys got a hit, and you can't put that on Girardi. And the aspects of the team we thought were going to be, you know, underachieving with the defense and the pitching have been a little better than we thought. But mm-hmm. I think that we have a nucleus now that we can build on in the next year or two where we can really compete. And I think once we add a couple more pieces like speed, some more arms, then we can really judge Joe. He's been in a bad spot the last couple of years. Now he had actually – this is an actual average.
Well, let's start getting
team.
Some wins, Kay, and adding to the team may prove to be difficult depending on their payroll because they're but listen, it's a long season. That's what you can hope for. All right, text line, Jack. Go ahead.
Text line.
Which is more infuriating? Gabe's over-the-top goofiness with rolling out the curveball machine, Igor Girardi's lifeless existence, or OG Source's unhealthy man love for the QB1? Tom from Abington.
Jack, what's your vote?
Which is what? Is more what?
Infuriating.
Oh.
I mean, well, the Gabe thing wasn't infuriating. We laughed at it because Bryce laughed at it.
Do you get, what is the, I didn't get the Igor thing. I figured it was an older person's joke.
Yeah, it is an older, I guess it's like an, is that like a,
So isn't Eeyore a Winnie the Pooh character?
Oh, Eeyore, okay.
And that's what,
is that what he meant?
I forget. I think it was something, somebody said on the morning show. It might have been Kevin Stocker said it on the morning show.
No. So then I don't know. What
But I forget what the other answers, but the other guesses were after that, Jack. Anyway, what's next?
Was Kyle Gibson's phone playing ping pong? Mark and Modco.
Yeah, the beginning was rough. So he, Jack, he tried to do the right thing, which was call from a landline.
Yes.
So the reception
was good. Which
we always
encourage on this show.
Right, which is awesome, but the landline sounded like that. So you actually had to call him back, or he called him from his cell phone.
Yeah, we can't even trust landlines these days.
Man. And the cell phone was fine.
Yeah, they said they had spotty service. I disagree. Thought they sounded good.
Sounded great. All right, what's next?
Oh, great. Corey Knebel was available for ping pong, but not to close out the game last night. And one of our starters still doesn't know where Broad Street is? This whole generation is soft. Dave from the 700 level.
Welcome back, Battle. I just realized that was Battle in there.
Not a guy. You didn't think that was Tommy from down the shore?
Nope, Tommy's off.
Also, I haven't seen Battle in 2 weeks, man. I almost forgot he works here.
Also did the text line yesterday, so.
He did?
Yeah. And I forgot about it, too, until I'm like, oh, that's right. Battle's back, so he must be all right.
Okay.
Yep, and you're not going to see him for another week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah, he doesn't need to come in anymore. No. Draft's over. Him and Turtle, man, they don't come in. Who's coming in? Is Porter ever coming back to work?
No.
I don't think so.
See, nope.
He may be here Saturday.
Yeah, he comes in for whenever anyone's leaving. He came in for Spike leaving. He's coming in for Ray's retirement. Maybe we'll see when Angelo goes.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for Angelo's celebration, he'll be in. But we won't. So what are we going to see him? Five times a year?
Yeah, basically. Guy. He's basically like relatives at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Hey, John. Hi. What gives? Doug Collins in Florida.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Probably wasn't appropriate for the Fanatic auction, but I couldn't help myself. Yeah, Doug Collins is a part of a great auction item that people should be bidding on to support Philly's charities. So there you go. What's next?
What exactly is Sherlock Joe going to get to the bottom of on a dropped pop up? Nick in Mullica Hill.
Well, he's going to get an explanation. Damn it!
Yeah. Yeah, did he really need to say, I'm going to get to the bottom of that? Like,
and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Why not get to the bottom of it?
Why not just say, or maybe he did say it, and I've already made this mistake once, but why not just say that's usually the center fielder's call?
I think he said something along those
lines. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Something along those lines,
yeah.
He didn't totally excuse it. It's just weird to say I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
When, like, everyone, like, we've all watched baseball our entire lives. We know what happened. There was a miscommunication.
There was a miscommunication.
Yes.
Not breaking down the X's at all 22, like in football.
This isn't a criminal investigation that you're going
to
get to the
bottom
of.
You don't need to go look at the video. I need to see the video first.
Yeah. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Carson and Doug. Yeah, I need to see the video first.
All right, what's next?
Joe should talk to the media how I talk to the media. It's worked out for me. Doc lining up for a putt in L.A.
Doc feels like he's closer to being in L.A., but he's still here.
We sure? Well, he's not. I mean,
he's not physically right here, I don't believe.
Mentally, he's in L.A.
Probably not at this point. Yeah. He's
Doc's checking in with Daryl like, man, y'all still ain't worked this out yet?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the agent's calling like, Doc really wants to know, is he – Should he renew his lease
downtown or not?
Like,
man,
we need to know it's expiring. He doesn't want to put out another however many thousands of dollars for the lease. Well, there you go. That is the text line. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team. No Philly sales tax. Plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Online marks-jewelers.com.
Does Doc realize that he coaches a sport that in his off season is hot? He can golf here.
Yeah, no.
He doesn't need to go to Florida for the winter.
He does not.
You have nice courses here.
Yeah, does he realize that? In other words, you signed a 5-year deal here, brother.
Yeah, he's the
You can be a part of the community. Be with us.
Right. Literally, I haven't heard one spotting.
Coming from a Jersey guy.
Yeah, but have you heard him out anywhere?
No.
No.
No, I was getting photos of Jay Wright today, getting gas in Berlin or whatever.
Really?
You know,
I would think he should live here by now.
He would, I know, but like, I can't get one picture of Doc.
No, yeah. Because he's gone when the season's over.
Nick Sirianni in the offseason, he didn't move back to Indiana.
Hell no.
Yeah, he's down at the shore.
Yeah.
Amongst the people.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, Doc, season's over with. It's like, okay, let me go back to my crib in L.A.
See ya.
And I'll see you guys in October when it's time to report for training camp. That's when he told us last year he didn't care about what Danny Green was talking about.
He was on the golf course.
He was on the golf course.
And he wasn't lying. And he didn't care what Danny Green said.
He didn't care what Danny Green
said. Not one bit.
I agreed with what Danny Green said.
Yes, that's who. All right, Daryl in Downingtown joins us. Daryl, how are you? What's up?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
All right, Daryl.
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, hang with me. I got a couple of points.
All right, hurry up.
Ike.
Yes.
Waterworld or Yellowstone?
Waterworld, baby. Come on now. Waterworld.
How could that be?
Because I've never seen Yellowstone.
Oh, no way. You got to check that out, Ike. It is the best.
No, I've heard. I've heard it's pretty good. I have not had a chance. It's on my summer list, though.
All right.
Not binge watching? No, it's not worth a binge?
Oh, no. Yellowstone's great. I just don't trust you when they say you're going to get around
to
watching
TV. Yeah, neither do I.
It's a Western, right?
It's like Western Sopranos. Like,
it's not John Wayne Western.
Yeah, do it. Tell me it's like Sopranos.
Yeah, it's like a land owning thing. It's not like an old school.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's a modern day Western, I guess.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I'm a big Waterworld guy, Daryl. I'm the only big Waterworld guy.
I love you, man. I just don't understand that. I just don't understand the Waterworld thing.
Me either, honestly. I don't. And now I'm stuck with it.
Yes, that's what it is.
Good deal. A self-actualized man. All right, second one. No better farewell. And thank you, Ray Diddy. God bless him. But Lou Gehrig is the best farewell.
That was the midday show.
Oh, is that their side?
Who's my man?
Oh, all right.
Is that their side time? Yeah, that was.
That's how long you've been holding on.
Did they do that after what's a favorite movie with "and" in the title?
Yeah, that was yesterday. Today, I guess they did the best farewells. What else were the hot farewells on the show?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. I see you were listening closely. All right, finish up. We got
to
go.
Hey, I'm listening to you guys. I'm not listening
no,
to
No, I really appreciate it. Yes,
Come
we
on,
appreciate
man.
It.
I'm tightening up to you. Right, is it me or I don't see any fans in the stands at Phillies games? What's going on?
Well,
I thought the attendance – now, I don't have numbers in front of me, but I thought the attendance had been up this year.
I would say it's improved. It's not even June yet. They don't see, and this isn't coming off a World Series where they were sold out all the time. So like, we can't look at it like that. But the true test is what they look like on the weekends and what they look like once the schools are out and you hit those series. Are they selling games out? Are they selling Sunday games out? The attendance should be improved, but this is also a big thing where you want the walk-up crowd. You want your team to, like, that's a hot ticket right now. You want to go down and see the team. They're playing well, and that's why they have to start winning some games here if they're going to see the box office improvement.
Right.
So we'll see. It was fine. I was down on Sunday. The ballpark was – it was a lot of excitement. There was energy. It was fun. It was a good time. I hadn't been to a game since the pandemic started, so it was fun. I had a good one. Ziggy and Lehigh. Ziggy, I got about 90 seconds. We're actually 60 seconds. Go.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Ike, I think you unpeeled the layer of the Embiid onion. Maybe he doesn't even belong here. He's an athlete caring about his own stats first. We don't like that around here. Who else does that? Who else did that in our town?
Nobody that I can remember.
Right. I can't believe it. Like you, I had a revelation when I heard you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and I had that same revelation, Ziggy. Seriously, with that game 5. Again, Embiid's a top dog, but I need to hear more talk about winning a title and how it's burning inside of him to win a championship. I've heard more about individual awards from this group than I have about winning a title. Ben was the same way before he left. Even got Toby in there talking about I'm an all-star last year.
Tobias.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to get that out of our system. James Harden, he's another individual guy who likes individual awards. Like, that drove him. And sometimes getting a max deal is an individual award to these basketball players.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would much rather have that max deal than win a championship. And I understand it. That max deal brings you a lot of money that a championship may not. I'm just saying, from a fan's perspective, all we care about is how much it means to you to go win a championship. And I just don't hear enough of that from Joel and James Harden. I just don't. And I'm hoping Joel has a chance to reflect on that this offseason and comes back next year.
With that attitude.
Forget about the MVP. Talk about it's time to go win a title. And that's the only thing that matters.
All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Coming up next, with a record of 2-0 before Phillies games, Jack Fritzen leading off.
Fritzy!
Had a guy,
Jack. Time to get a baseball guy behind the mic for leading off. Now, are you going to be firing Joe Girardi on leading off the official?
No, it's going to be we have a Joe Girardi problem.
Okay. All right, all right, good. Well, that's coming up.
That's a great
way
to phrase it. Appreciate
yes.
that.
Thank probably, probably more for what you should do for the Phillies pre-game show. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great night. Go Phils, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Jack's coming up next with leading off. See ya. Hey, listen, we're in the most active season of the year right now, but if you have joint pain, you can't live like you want, right? You're a golfer, and then you go out, you swing them for the first time, you're like, oh, man. Like elbows hurting, shoulder, knee, back, whatever it is, it sucks the fun out of living. Well, QC Kinetics has fantastic news for you. If you think about it like this, right? Like if you could have the same medical treatment or the same things that elite athletes are getting, right? Wouldn't you take that to get out of knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, whatever it is? Well, you can get that right now at QC Kinetics. It's basically like taking growth factors with healing properties from your own body, highly concentrated, then putting them into your aching joints. This exciting in-office non-surgical treatment can repair and restore damaged tissues in your joint. You might have heard about a certain MVP baseball player that had this done recently. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these cutting-edge, all-natural options, and the patient satisfaction reports are unbelievable. They have over 100 clinics nationwide, including right here. They're the experts, so you can get real relief from pain with no surgery, no drugs, no steroids, no downtime, so stop putting it off. Call QC Kinetics now. Get a totally free in-office consultation. 215-999-3000. It's QC Kinetics. Call them right now. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.